So let's take the steps that Rabbi Nachman has been laying before us. And we started off with this concept that the Brit, the covenant, has this idea of being concealed and revealed. There's a very big idea, whether we're talking about the Brit of conversation, of speech. So the tongue reveals the speech, and yet the teeth and the lips are there to guard it. So there's this ratio of 2 to 1. Chazal use it as a concept of megale tefach mechase tefach, megale tefach mechase tefachaim, right? That you megale a tefach, there's the ratio of the wings of the angels are 2 to 1. There's a 2 that cover the face and the feet, and there's 2, and there's 1 that's revealed, right? B'shtayim yofif, b'shtayim yechase panav, b'shtayim yechase raglav, b'shtayim yofif. Covers his face, covers his legs, and with two wings, and with one pair of wings, he flies. And there's the same thing with the Brit Milah when we're talking about the covenant of procreation, where we have a Brit Milah. We have the covering that we remove. We remove the orla, right, and then the garments that cover the body, right? Those are going to be the undergarment and then the overgarment, right? If you have you, if not, we know that the Kohanim in the Beit HaMikdash, they needed to have pants underneath or some form of underwear. And we have the gartel, we have the belt that covers the genitals, the area, if you're wearing a toga, in order to have tefillah. So we see this ratio. And then Rabbi Nachman was talking about this idea that not only in the Brit Milah, the covenant, whether it's speech or procreation, that we're going to talk about this idea of covering, but also the Midah of Yesod, which is the Tzaddik, which is the Brit, the covenant is the Tzaddik. Also, sometimes he reveals himself. Sometimes he conceals himself. Sometimes he's interested in people understanding what he's doing. And sometimes he's not interested. Right? Sometimes we understand what a Tzaddik does. And sometimes we don't understand what a Tzaddik does. Sometimes we feel close to him and we feel drawn near. And sometimes we're pushed away. And Rabbi Nachman is going to tell us the same thing. Lehavdil is going to be with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Now, it's very important here to bring an idea from the Rambam. We, the tzaddikim, we people, let's say, we're not Kaddish Baruch Hu, same way we have a hand, the Kaddish Baruch Hu has a hand, right? No, but it's right the opposite. Kaddish Baruch Hu has a true hand, and what we have is an analogy to what he has as a hand, right? Kaddish Baruch Hu has a desire, and what we have is a mashal for what a Kaddish Baruch Hu has, right? So when we're saying that Hashem Yitbarach is like the tzaddikim, it's not chas v'shalom that the same way a tzaddik does something, a Kaddish Baruch Hu does something. No, so Kaddish Baruch Hu, he's the true midah of yesod, he's the true midah of foundation of seeding the world, and the tzaddik acts in that way. So now we're going to talk about this, but we have to reverse it in our mind. So the same way the tzaddik, he also hides himself, conceals himself, reveals himself. Same way Kaddish Baruch Hu. And Rabbi Nachman is telling us, Kaddish Baruch Hu works in this midah because at the end of the day, there's a very strong or even acute connection between how Kaddish Baruch Hu reveals himself in the world and how we work in this world. What does that mean? Let's explain this. If we understood a Kaddish Baruch Hu fully, then how great would that be? Meaning a Kaddish Baruch Hu that can fit in my brain, how great is he? Right? A God. You know, that's a famous song in the Christian world. You know, what if God was one of us, just a stranger on a bus? And he wouldn't be God. God is not just one of us, right? Then how great is a God that is also hungry and thirsty? I'm searching for him. This is what Avram Avinu, when he breaks the idols, his father, he says, yeah, this big one, he broke all of them. And his father screams at him and says, why? What are you talking about? The guy can't move. How are you saying he broke all of them? And Avram says, what? He can't move, he can't protect himself, and you're worshiping him? HaKadosh Baruch Hu that fits into our brain is not just a great HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have a HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's way beyond our consciousness, way beyond our brain. And we grab a glimpse, a tiny bit, a little shard of a chap of what a HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. But most of the time, he's concealed. So yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself sometimes so we can chap a little bit of him. But Megale Tefach, Mechaset Fachaim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals a Tefach, then he conceals a lot more than a Tefach. So we're living in a world where we're trying to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yet he's constantly beyond our grasp. Yet he's constantly one step beyond what we can chop. And that's what Rabbi Nachman is trying to explain to us about this concept of Yesod, this Midah that appears micro in my mouth, in a little bit of a stronger macro in the tzaddik yisod olam, and in the utmost macro in a kadosh baruch Hu. And they're all the same thing. The same way there's a ratio of what you reveal, what you conceal. The same way Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's a ratio of what he reveals and what he conceals. And when a person feels that Kadosh Baruch Hu is concealing, a person feels that Kadosh Baruch Hu is not he's not being able to be, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is not revealing himself to him, or he's not being able to connect Kadosh Baruch Hu enough, then you should understand that that's a great midah. Same way with the tzaddik, this is part of the avodah. So too, when I feel like Kadosh Baruch Hu is far from me or hiding himself from me, this is part of the ratio. And I have to work through that in order to receive that part where he reveals himself. Should be Zohar.